In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. Do you know today that you are loved with an everlasting love? Do you know today that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is closer to you than your breath? Breathe on your hand. God is closer to you than your breath. And you know, this is real. This is real. This is real. God loves you. Jesus gave his life for you. You are his, and he is yours. That's real. That's absolutely real. And I come to tell you today, God loves you. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. The Trinity loves you. Let me just say this. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. If we are going to do the work of God, which is to believe in Jesus, we are in need of the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, we just run programs, and programs don't do it. You know, because all these programs we've had doesn't do it. Now, it is very impossible for a program to save a person, but the preaching of the word, oh yes, faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. That's how faith comes. Do you know that today? Do you know that as I preach today from 1 Kings 16, verse 29. As I preach today, we're going to hear all about Elijah the prophet and Ahab and Jezebel, the wretches. They're the wretches. I'm looking at the 29th verse, 16th chapter. In the 38th year of King Asa of Judah. Why does the scripture tell us that? That what happened in the Holy Land happened during the time of Asa, king of Judah. And Ahab, son of Omri, began to reign over Israel. There were two Israels, Judah and Israel, the northern kingdom. And who began to reign over the northern kingdom? Ahab, son of Omri, reigned over the northern kingdom, Israel, in Samaria, 22 years. Ahab, son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord. What do you think he did evil? He brought in the gods of his wife Jezebel and worshiped Baal and Asherah. Oh, yes, he did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him. More than all who were before him, he has done evil. He erected experiences for Baal to be worshipped, for Asherah to be worshipped. Baal is the male god, small g. Asherah is the female goddess. And you know, as they worshipped Baal and Asherah, they would go to the temple prostitute, and that their land would become fertile. I tell you, it's of evil. And as if he had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, he took as his wife Jezebel, daughter of King Ethbaal of the Sidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. He erected an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he built in Samaria. How sick. There was only one God, and Ahab wanted to please Jezebel. She was evil to the core. Evil to the core. And he tried to please his wife, who was not only evil, but crazy. Oh, yes, she was into the worship of Baal and Asherah. Ahab also made a sacred pole. Ahab did more to provoke the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, than all the kings of Israel. Why? Because he established worship of Baal in the rooms of Baal. It's evil. It's evil. We know there is one God, and he is triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We do not worship our statues. People say, you have statues, you worship. Don't worship statues. What we do is we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses in these statues. They tell us that in heaven we are surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses. Ahab did more to provoke the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, than had all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days, Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation at the coast of Abram, his firstborn, and set up the gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Joshua, son of Nun. Now I'm going to tell you, it's going to get more intense. The 17th chapter of 1 Kings. Now Elijah, the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there will be neither dew nor rain during these years. Why does he have the right to say this? He got God's permission to say there was going to rain no more and no more dew. Let me continue. There shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word. He got the permission from God that he could stop the rain and start the rain by his word. Oh, yes, he's a wonderful prophet, but he's very human. Oh, yes, you're going to find out how human Elijah is. He is very human. The word of the Lord came to him, saying, go from here and turn eastward and hide yourself at the Wadi Cherubith, which is east of the Jordan. You shall drink from the Wadi that I have commanded, and ravens will feed you there. So he went. Let's see where he's going. And did according to the word of the Lord. In other words, the Lord told him to do it. He went and lived by the Wadi Cherith, which is east of the Jordan, and ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. He drank from the Wadi, but after a while, the Wadi dried up. It even affected Elijah. The Wadi dried up. No rain, no dew, no mist, the Wadi dried up. Because there was no rain in the land. Verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you. In other words, you see, Elijah does only what the Lord commands. He doesn't say, I'm going to do this, I'm not going to rain. God gave him permission to say that. In other words, it's by God's word that the prophet speaks. What we need in the church today are prophets who would be prophets to bring the word of God to people. We need prophets as well as priests. We need prophetic people as well as priests and lay people. Lay people can be prophetic. Oh, yes, lay people can be prophetic. So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there gathering sticks. This is the place that God said, you're going to live with somebody that I'm going to show you. He called to her and said, bring me a little water in a vessel so that I may drink. He's asking for the impossible. She only has a little water. But hospitality says, you've got to do this to the stranger. As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. But she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, and we may eat it and then die. Elijah said to her, do not be afraid. He's saying that to you too. You who can't pay your bills, do not be afraid. And go and do as I have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterwards make something for yourself and your son. You see, it's going to multiply. It's going to multiply. He has the permission of God to do this. I tell you, I had the permission of God to get on the radio. I believe that. I believe that. God gave me that permission, and I believe that. We started in 1984 on WEZE. I believe that. I truly believe that. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will be emptied, and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Now, who's going to announce that there's going to be rain? Elijah. Elijah, it's going to stay dry until I say rain come. Again, he has the permission of God. She went and did as Elijah said, so that she as well as her son and her household ate for many days. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. You see, it's the word of the Lord that he gave Elijah to speak. We need prophets again. We need prophets. Elijah stands for all the prophets. Moses stands for all the commandments. Oh, yes, how we need prophetic people in the church today. It's real, not only to tell people what God is saying to them, but what God is saying to the church. Oh, yes, what God is saying to the church. We need prophetic people. After this, the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, she was a pagan, the widow of Zarephath, became ill. His illness was so severe that there was no breath in him. He died. He died. She then said to Elijah, what have you against me, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to cause the death of my son. But he said to her, give me your son. He took him from her bosom, carried him up into the upper chamber where he was lodging, and laid him on his own bed. He cried out to the Lord, O Lord, my God, have you brought calamity upon this widow with whom I am staying by killing her son? Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried out to the Lord, O Lord, my God, let this child's life come into him again. The Lord listened to the voice of Elijah. The life of the child came into him again. And he received Elijah. Elijah took the child, brought him down from the upper chamber into the house, and gave him back to his mother. Then Elijah said, See, your son is alive. So the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth. Now I know you're a man of God. I tell you, we need men of God and women of God. Sister Miriam was a great woman of God. Oh, yes, a great woman of God. We need men and women that are men and women of God. Oh, yes, hearing the word of God and fulfilling it by saying it. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Chapter 18. After many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year of the drought. It's been without rain or dew 3 whole years, saying, Go present yourself to Ahab, the king of the northern kingdom. I will send rain on the earth. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. The famine was so severe in Samaria, Ahab summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of the palace. Now Obadiah revered the Lord. He loved the Lord greatly. When Jezebel was killing off the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets, hid them 50 to a cave, and provided them with bread and water. Obadiah would be called a man of God. He believed in Yahweh. He did not worship Baal or Asherah. He saved 100 prophets of the Lord. Oh, yes. Then Ahab said to Obadiah, Go through the land to the springs of water and to all wadis. Perhaps we may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive, and not lose some of the animals. So they divided the land between them to pass through it. Ahab went in one direction by himself. Obadiah went in another direction by himself. Obadiah was on the way, met Elijah. Obadiah recognized him, fell on his face, and said, Is it you, my lord Elijah? He answered him, It is I. Go tell your lord, Elijah says, that Elijah is here. And he said, How have you I sinned against God and against you? Would you hand your servant over to Ahab to kill me? Because he said, Go and tell Ahab that the Lord, that Elijah is here. And Ahab says, Sometimes the Spirit of the Lord takes him and whisks him to another place, and I'll be killed. As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom to which my Lord has not sent to seek you. And when they would say, He is not here, he would require an oath of the kingdom of a nation that they had not found you. But now you say, Go tell your Lord that Elijah is here. As soon as I have gone from you, the Spirit of the Lord will carry you, I know not where. So when I come and tell Ahab that he cannot find you, he will kill me, although I, your servant, have revered the Lord. In other words, you know, I don't want to die, Ahab, Obadiah is saying. because you're a man of God and the Lord whisks you into different places. I have worshipped the Lord and revered the Lord from my youth. Has it not been told, my Lord, what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 of the Lord's prophets, 50 to a cave, and provided them with bread and water? Yet now you say, go tell your Lord that Elijah is here. He will surely kill me. Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to Ahab today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, is it you, troubler of Israel? Elijah is not the troubler of Israel. Ahab and Jezebel are the troubler of Israel. They worshiped false gods. They brought these gods in their dining room table. How sick. How sick, I tell you. We do the same thing. We go to see Madame Fufu, and we think that Madame Fufu is going to tell us our fortune. False gods. She's connected to the devil. And there are so many people that go to these people, and they say, we were only playing. Well, you're not playing because there's a lion in that den, the Satan himself, that Madame Fufu, though she says she's of God, she's of the devil. And you get the devil in your life. That's why it's got to be renounced and given over to God. Come closer to me. And all the people came closer to him. When Ahab saw Elijah, he said to him, is it you, the troubler of Israel? He answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you have, you and your father's house, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals. Now therefore have all Israel assembled for me at Mount Carmel with 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. Yes, they were prophets, all right, prophets from hell. So we see Elijah is all alone. He doesn't have very many people to spur him on. We're going to see Elijah get really sad because Jezebel is going to be after Elijah after he kills the prophets of Baal. I tell you, it's time for us to support the prophetic people by giving them what they need. We need prophetic people in the church who will challenge us, who will challenge us, not tell us we're going to hell. We don't need people like that. We need people like tell us that we are God's own people and he loves us. And the only thing we need to do is give our lives over to Jesus. Oh, yes, that's the only thing we need to do. And we do that every day. We surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Elijah was a prophet of God. He did nothing without getting the permission from God himself. And we'll see tomorrow what happens with Elijah and the 450 and 400 prophets of Baal and Asherah. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We have the school of the Holy Spirit between the days the 25th of July and the 31st of July. It is a school where we will learn what to do and how to do it, and that we could go out and minister to people. It's going to be held at the Crown Plaza in Woburn. It's going to be held at the Crown Plaza in Woburn between the days of the 25th and the 31st of July. Where is it held? The Crown Plaza in Woburn between the 25th and the 31st of July. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.